I have some poets here with me today who are going to share their poems with you. First, we have Kat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my name is Kat, and I'm 10 years old, and my poem's name is The Warrior. The warrior, he grabs the reins and leaps atop his mighty stallion. The warrior, he grasps his spear, and he smiles. The warrior, he knows what will happen next. He charges forward on his steed. The warrior, spear raised, back arched, wind blowing, horse speeding. He knows he will get the hoop. The warrior, frozen time, his spear still held in his bronze hand. The warrior, his spear goes through the hoop, but in reality, he doesn't get the chance.
Okay, Kat, tell me how you came to write a poem about a warrior. What was the inspiration?
Well, when we were getting a tour of the university campus, the tour guide took us to a metal statue of a Native American on a horse by the Adams Center.
Great. Well, that is a very impressive poem. You kept repeating the warrior. I love that. Good
thank
job.
You. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Alexi. I'm 10, and this poem is called I Am From. I am from Montana sunsets, so beautiful and red. I am from doors swinging, cupboards closing, and windows opening. I am from watch your step and don't waste water. I am from welcome on the doormat. I am from desks and chairs, noisy classmates and teachers. I am from Albertsons and good food store, takeout and pizza, cats and dogs. And I am from Harry Potter, The Lightning Thief, A Wrinkle in Time, and Keeper of the Lost Cities. I am from lights out in a creaking bed. I am from Sour Patch Kids, sweet tarts. And I am from no fighting, no biting, get used to it, and Looney Tunes. I am from Sun River and Monarch Cabins, and I am from writing on cold, windy days.
Wow. How did you come up with I Am From?
They gave us a prompt, and I wrote about not where I'm from, but what made me me.
Mm-hmm. Very good. It's really good. I love your images. Thanks. So, Delaney.
Hello, my name is Delaney, and I am 13 years old, and my poem is called Lovers of. The sky is the most enchanting, especially when it is gray, said the pluviophile some time ago. Then the heliophile said, look to the sun, it is a grand light. Then the cinephile said, movies. But the anglophile insisted on an hour of tea. The listophile interrupted with their love for fast piano. The linguophile wouldn't stop talking about the uses of some new word with origins from the Middle East. But the astrophile wished to talk about the latest on celestial bodies. And no one was at peace.
How did that poem happen? Were you talking about that in the class, about the various ophiles there are?
No, actually, this one was one that I wrote for fun because I had finished my poem that was for the prompt, and so this one was a side poem.
Oh.
I love words, and I love the suffix file, and so I thought it'd be interesting to write a poem where all of the lovers of things would come together and express what they so passionately care about.
Do you think that you're a poemophile?
Perhaps. I feel like the term in here that I most agree with is linguophile, lover of words.
Golly, these are wonderful poems.
My name is Judy, and I'm 11 years old. My poem is called Home. I am from the towering peaks caked with snow year-round. I am from the roaring waters of the Blackfoot, so cold and clear. I am from the lavender bush in full bloom every July. I am from the perfect marshmallow award that Daddy so often won. I am from Dad's split pea and ham soup that never lacked fat and salt. I am from Mom's crispy, warm lentil egg rolls and her gentle embrace. I am from the crystal bowl of dark chocolate Hershey kisses that Grandma would always push on you. I am from the books, all the books that Dad was raised to collect. I am from Mom's fragrances. Some make me smile, and some make me sneeze. I am from my imagination that has thrived like a weed in Oregon. This is where I'm from.
I'm holding my tongue to say how wonderful I think that poem is. It gives me a real vision of what your life is like. Beautiful images. Okay, Katie.
My name's Katie, and I'm 14, and my poem's called Ocean Blues. This color reminds me of my mother's eyes. It smells of rain and sun. It feels heavy like responsibility. It tastes of freedom and serenity. It sounds like the last joy in a fading heartbeat. This color reminds me of cold bite of winter's fall. It appears at dusk, filling my gaze. It smells of pine from those far away forgotten mountains. It tastes of rain from the darkest storm clouds. It sounds like thunder right after lightning strikes.
Wow. You used all the senses. Is that right?
Yeah.
Was that one of the assignments?
Yeah, it was a prompt. We had paint chip kind of cards, and we had to do a poem for all five senses of a color.
Here comes Tanner.
Hello, my name is Tanner. I am 12. I will be reading a poem about non-existent pie. Oh, non-existent pie. You are as delicious as regular pie, and are glass, which we handle carefully. Sometimes I wonder if you are related to the thrower of pies in Garfield. I can imagine you shipping pie ammunition to him. You are the greatest at remaining unnoticed. If only you could move on your own. Without you, the PIA would not exist. Oh, non-existent pie, you easily trump the taste of regular pies.
Is that an ode?
Yes, it is.
Was that one of the prompts?
Yep.
Where was the pie? Did you invent it?
Our room number was 314. However, in the room, there were no pies. So I called the room of non-existent pies.
Great, great. Thank you, Tanner. That's very clever. Okay, the next one is Leah.
Hi, my name is Leah, and I'm 11 years old, and I'm going to be reading The Gate. A lonesome gate stands beneath the golden sun, faithful as the gentle light dies. The gate watches one by one as each of the lights fade into nothing. Darkness. Silence. Then, hello, gate. How are you? The moon questions.
You are an old hand at these writing classes, aren't you? What is it about writing that you love?
I guess there are just so many ways to express yourself in writing. I guess that's what I like about it.
Okay, so Tristan.
Hi, my name is Tristan. I'm 11 years old, and I wrote an ode to my goat. Oh, my goat, you are as smart as a human. You are as funny as a clown. Sometimes I wonder if you are going to give up breaking our house. You are the best at breaking in. I can imagine you being the funniest goat in the world. I can see you being a monkey.
Tell me what an ode is. Are you saying that this thing is bad or this thing is good?
I'm good.
Yeah, that's a very nice ode. Does your goat have a name?
Gerald.
I like it. Do you have more than one?
Yeah.
I thought you might. But Gerald is the outstanding one.
Yeah.
Thanks, Tristan. Daxton, next. These are wonderful, wonderful poems.
My name is Daxton. I'm 11, and I'll be reading my poem, Everlasting. Silent is the ringing sound of pauses during a thunderstorm. Silent is the moment before chaos. Silence is the unnoticed beauty of a small flower. Loud is when silence is no more. Loud is a wave of emotion. Loud is the feeling of helplessness. Everlasting is the clicking of an old clock. Everlasting is the legacy someone leaves. Everlasting is happiness.
Tell me something about this camp.
Well, I think that the instructors and the people that help us do poetry are really spectacular, and they've done a really good job of helping us write and learn poetry.
Mm-hmm. John.
I'm John, and I'm 13, and I'm going to be reading a poem I wrote called I Am from the Hayfields. I am from the hayfields surrounding my home. I am from the flint running through my backyard. I am from the town with the candy store and the ski mountain. I am from the mountains encasing the valley. I am from the grass and the rocks on bare feet. I am from the drive through the mountains and the watermelon on hot summer days. I am from the brick buildings. I am from the leather in my hands. I am from the friends I have made, new and old. I am from the partnership. I am from the good and the bad. I am from the place I belong.
What is the flint?
I live between Drummond and Phillipsburg, and in my backyard, pretty much in my backyard, the Flint Creek runs through.
Very nice poem. Thanks. Grady.
Hi, my name is Grady, and I am 11. I am from the tree we planted in my yard when I was 3. I'm from the ghost story about Plonk. I'm from the story about my grandma. I'm from my house back in Bozeman. I'm from Bridger Bowl, where I first learned to ski. I am from the Rocky Mountains of Montana. I am from my very first house in Missoula. I am from a family line that goes back to Custer and General Grant. I am from a family of soccer players. I am from a stream. I am from natural skiing and a snowboarding family.
Grady, you think you might sign up for another Words with Wings?
Maybe.
Your poem is very good. All right, Liam.
Hi, my name is Liam, and I'm 12, and I will be reading my poem, Where I'm From. I'm from Watching Thunderstorms from the garage. I'm from 5405 Mainview Drive. I'm from sledding down the stairs and crashing into the Tower of Doom. I'm from helping my dad and working for money. I'm from the pool behind the big white house. I'm from making eggplant parmesan with my dad. I'm from interest in science. I'm from spending hours in the barn fixing saddles. I'm from skateboarding down the Hermosa Beach boardwalk. I'm from the smell of hay and horse manure. I am from eggs in a basket. I'm from a deck caked with magpie poop. I'm from the snowball rope toe. I'm from Missoula, Montana.
Liam, can you explain the Words with Wings program?
I think it's really great what they do. I guess they kind of promote poetry and writing in schools and kids, because at least I know in my school they don't really do that much. So they'll come into schools and they have the summer camp that kids can come to and write.
And Words with Wings is a summer camp.
Yeah.
Yeah. And finally, Nathaniel.
Hi, I'm Nathaniel, and I'm 14 years old, and I'll be reading my Ode to Chili. Dear Chili, all your ingredients are so very sweet. There's onions and olives and mushrooms and meat. Now don't forget garlic, beans, and tomatoes. You can pour it on hot dogs and loaded baked potatoes. All of your seasoning is oh so very nice. There's paprika and cumin and ground pepper spice. Then I get some chips and I go to town. I'm chewing and crunching and gulping it down. Now my bowl is empty, but my stomach is not. Boy, thinking back, I sure ate a lot. I have a bad thought. My reaction is mean. I have just realized that I forgot the sour cream.
Now, you chose to write a poem in rhyme.
Yeah, I just want style points.
It's a very cute poem. Are you a big Chili fan?
I came in late one of the days, and they were doing odes, and I needed something to think of quickly, so I was like, what sounds really good right now? Chili, let's do it.
Chili. Do you make it yourself?
No.
Oh, because well, it has you've got all the ingredients so well.
I like chili.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thanks,
Nathaniel. And thanks to everyone for coming in and reading today. You did a great job. Thanks. And wonderful poems. And now you have 2 more days to keep writing. What did they call you, Miss Dana?
Miss Dana is what they called me, yes.
Miss Dana, you're a poet in your own right.
I'm more of a fiction writer usually, but poetry tends to be more accessible for kids a lot because of the length, and they enjoy it a lot because of the similarities to music.
Mm-hmm. Tell me something about the Words with Wings, this summer program.
The summer program is our summer outcropping of the regular Missoula Writing Collaborative program, which places writers in the schools throughout the school year. The nonprofit Missoula Writing Collaborative has been around for almost 30 years now, I believe, serving many, many school districts in the Missoula area and across the state. Our motto is we teach children to love to write. And that's really what we're all about, is going to the schools, helping kids find their voice, helping them get excited about writing, and helping them get excited about expressing themselves in their own words. Mm-hmm. So we do that during the school year. And then over the summer, we have 2 weeks of writing camp. And we encourage kids of all ages to come and write. Even if writing is something that they have thought in the past was difficult and hard and arduous, we try to change that and show them that it can be a really exciting mode of self-expression.
Tell me something that you like about the Words with Wings program as a teacher.
This summer, I have the middle school age group, and there is something incredibly exciting about seeing a bunch of tweens and teens who love books and are excited about words and want to talk about those things with each other. If you really want to restore your hope in humanity, just watching these kids write and talk about writing and encourage each other with writing is just incredibly inspiring.
They're incredible poems.
They are. The things they have to say are important, and that's why we're really committed to helping kids express those things inside them. One of my favorite things in the schools is we'll always have teachers come up to us, or people like maybe the school librarian or the receptionist or somebody who's known these kids for years, and they'll listen to a kid read an amazing poem and they'll go, wow, I had no idea that kid had that inside him or inside her. It brings out these hidden strengths that are just amazing to watch. Mm-hmm. I don't have to say my age, do I? My name is Dana Fitzgale. I had the middle school age kids. We had some as young as 10 and up to about age 14.
My name is Addie. I am 10 years old and my poem is called Laughing Tides. I am the tides in the ocean going in and out. I am the laughing otter playing in the bay. I am the twist of a braid as it braids its way down someone's back. I'm a feather zigzagging down to the ground. I am a cougar stalking its prey. I am an antelope leaping into the air as it bolts away. I am the galloping horse as it races across the plains. I am the soft moss surrounding the rippling creek. I am the wind whistling through the trees. I am myself.
Addie, how did you come to sign up for this class?
Cheryl came to our school this year. She did poems with our class. So she gave us a little flyer at the end of the year for summer camps, and so I signed up for it.
You like to write?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. How'd you come up with I Am? Was that a prompt?
Yeah, it was a prompt.
Mm-hmm. It was a very good poem. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Cedar. I'm 10 years old, and my poem, I numbered it, and it's called Number 100, 139. The stars that nothing barbaric but life can witness are on a pathway with a decision on mind. Follow the adrenaline racing stars and choose your lifeline. Your heart isn't your compass. These omens are.
Cheryl, what do you think?
He amazes me. They come out with things that deep philosophers and star studiers and scientists know. And they come out in a fresh, beautiful way.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. Cedar, why did you call your poem 100, 139?
The style of the poem was by a man named Rumi, and I believe it was about 600 years ago when he wrote his poems, and he numbered his poems instead of giving them names. In 100, 139, it isn't exactly the number that I wrote. It's just a random number that I came up with.
Okay, great. It's a beautiful poem.
Yeah.
Good. Okay, the next person is Kian.
Hi, my name is Kian, and I am 10 years old. My poem's called You Are, You Are Not. You are the sweet, ripe banana, not the moldy one. You are the sweet candy, not the one filled with malic acid. You are the delicious food, not the gross tofu.
The gross tofu. Gross tofu!
Gross tofu!
Kian, what was the prompt for that?
We did this one in class. Miss Cheryl told us it last year in class.
Oh, in school?
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Kian. Coulter is next.
Hi, my name is Coulter. I'm 11 years old, and my poem is called The Sunset. The sun descends in great color as its light clears the way, weaving between the clouds a cast. Just in the distance and just past the old rickety fence marking property lies four sturdy teepees. Their dome shapes show in the dim light, but almost hollow light. A light breeze casts over the plain, and prairie grass and underbrush bend and tremor as if being tickled. Swift color appears in the beautiful creamy sky.
Coulter, why don't you explain where you got that poem?
The other day, our class with Miss Cheryl went to the art gallery.
Museum of Art and Culture.
The William A. Clark Collection. And so we all went and wrote poems about some of the paintings. And so I chose to write about this one. I'm not sure I know the name, but...
That's okay. Did you write them as you sat in the museum? Because your memory, your description is so perfect.
Yes, because you couldn't really remember the picture and then go write about it. That's cool.
So you were sitting in the museum writing poems.
Yeah.
That's a pretty great thing for a museum to allow.
Can you remember what it's called when you write to art? Ekphrastic.
Ekphrastic. So that's an ekphrastic poem.
Yeah.
So, Connor.
My name is Connor. I am 10 years old, and my poem does not have a name. I yawn as I wake up. I climb down the ladder, ripping my blankets from the silence. Click, click, click. I turn on my lizard's lights, breaking the silence that just started. Click, I turn on my own light, shooting light in every direction, lighting up my room.
So what's the lizard light and your own light?
I have a pet bearded dragon, which is a lizard. It's the morning, so I came down my bed. I have a loft bed, and then I turned on his lights. Mm-hmm. It's morning for him, really.
Okay.
And then I went over to my light.
The light switch.
Yeah, mm-hmm. My light switch.
Okay. I like the idea of thinking I turned on my light.
Yeah.
Your inner light. That's what it made me think of. So what's fun about a poem is sometimes there are levels that you don't even know people are listening to your poems as, and
yeah.
That's one of them.
Okay.
Connor, thank you. Okay, next is Eleanor.
My name is Eleanor, and I'm 10 years old, and the name of my poem is Girl of the Island. I look into the young girl's eyes, and suddenly I'm her. My eyes fluttered open as a strange woman stares at me. She looks as if she's been here for years. Then she's disappeared, and I'm alone, to train, to hunt, to survive. Then I'm staring at her. A vine in my hand. She opens her eyes, and I'm off to watch as the wild woman watched me from afar as she survives.
Now, tell me, what was the inspiration for that?
Mrs. Cheryl had us go to this building and write about having a plane or a boat crash and then being on an island.
We go to the UC. And we pretend that we've been shipwrecked or airplane wrecked, and that we wake up on this island and we have to figure out how to live. Mm-hmm. And I love that she became the wild woman. Beautiful.
Elias?
Hi, my name is Elias. I'm 9 years old, and my poem's name is The Night. I love the sounds of the night. The crickets quietly chirping, the birds waking up at the crack of dawn, the silence of the deep, dark woods as the trees are whistling with the wind. I love the sounds of the night.
And that was that to write a poem about the night?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How do you like writing poetry?
I really like it.
Is that why you signed up for this class?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was your idea?
Mm-hmm.
Great. Have you taken classes with Miss Cheryl before?
Yeah. mm-hmm. last year.
Okay, so Kincaid, I think you're next.
Hi, my name is Kincaid. I am 9 years old, and my poem is called Poetry. Poetry is a song. When it sings, nothing can go wrong. But we are spoiled, and that is wrong. What things spoil us? Cars and trucks and things that go. Cell phones, trumpets. We are spoiled to the bone.
And that ruins poetry?
Nope.
What do you think?
Poetry isn't one of the things that spoils us. It's more of technology.
I see. And do you think that technology spoils poetry?
No.
Oh. It can sort of inspire, can it? We're here in technology right now.
Well, and I love that he says cars and trucks and things that go. And then he says cell phones and trumpets. It's just so interesting what he throws in.
I think so, too. Yeah. Okay, Logan.
My name is Logan, and I am 9 years old, and my poem does not have a name. One day, I woke up on a strange island. I had no clue as to how I got here. Suddenly, a plane landed. I felt in my pocket for some source of protection. All I found was a small pocket knife. The pocket knife consisted of 2 small blades, 1 screwdriver, and some scissors. I ran fast as I could. I dove into a bush and hid, but the people who had come out of the plane saw me. They started hurrying toward me, thinking I could beat them to a cave. Somehow, I beat them. Turned out, there was a bear. I grabbed the knife and, running at the bear, I stabbed it. I made a fire and cooked it. Soon, I learned a pattern. Next time the plane landed, I got in and flew.
A poem like that reminds me of The Perils of Logan. Anything that could go wrong does. Is that what you were thinking when you wrote that?
Not really.
What were you thinking?
I can't really remember what I was thinking. I just thought of something that would go in a story and mm-hmm. wrote it down.
Yeah. Here comes Owen.
Hi, my name's Owen, and I'm 10 years old, and the name of my poem is I Used to Be Afraid. I used to be afraid of God never forgiving me, or the river trying to suck me in for a number of years, or the fires, heat and smoke before it destroys something beautiful, and drifting out to sea. Now I'm only afraid of drifting out to sea.
I love that.
I love that he talks about the smoke and fire that destroys beauty.
Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful image, isn't it?
Yeah.
Powerful image.
Yeah, he has a very deep soul.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Sage.
My name is Sage. I'm 12 years old, and the name of my poem is Nature's Inclusion. I am a lioness as she stalks her prey. I am the midnight sky, silver stars upon it. I am the little songbird, singing nonstop till evening. I am the cheetah, racing across the savannah. I am the solitary pine tree, standing when everybody else is cut down. I am the acid rain, burning people and everything else. I am the gap of clear blue in the cloudy-filled sky. I am a soft song of solitude, notes twining with air as I drift over open seas and finally reach the ears of a girl, the one friend I will ever have.
Tell me something that you have enjoyed about taking this summer writing workshop.
I like that we get to write our own styles of poetry within a style of poetry.
For example, what do you mean?
Like, if we had one style that we were supposed to write it a certain way, mm-hmm. we could instead write it like some other style, but still with the same idea in mm-hmm. mind.
So in other words, if you were supposed to write a haiku, you wouldn't have to.
Well, kind of.
When I give them a prompt or an example, they're free to take it wherever it takes them, which you never know where you're going to end up in a poem when you start it.
Right.
And this is a girl that you see her walking down the campus up and downstairs, writing as she walks. She's a born writer.
Oh, that's great. Okay, Silas.
Hello, my name is Silas, and I'm 9 years old, and the name of my poem is What I Would Be If I Wasn't Me. If I wasn't me, I would be Poseidon, Greek god of the sea, controlling the tide and water with my trident. If I wasn't me, I would be Poseidon. If I wasn't me, I would be Zeus, Greek god of the sky, controlling thunder and lightning with my master bolt. If I wasn't me, I would be Zeus. If I wasn't me, I would be Hades, Greek god of the underworld, land of the troubled dead, controlling the dead with my fire. If I wasn't me, I would be Hades.
And I love that he says in Hades with the troubled dead.
Mm-hmm.
How did you think of troubled dead?
It's kind of from my book, and Hades is god of the dead, and troubled means like when they were still alive, they got like in trouble with the gods, and
okay. So
they went to the underworld. And
great.
What is the book?
Percy Jackson.
There are a lot of them, aren't there?
Only five.
And only then there's only five.
And then there's other books going off of it.
And that's what inspired you to write that poem. What inspired you to repeat the line at the beginning of a stanza and at the end?
If I wasn't me, I would be.
What made you repeat it at the end? Well, it's very effective.
It was a prompt from Cheryl.
Okay. Violet.
Hello, my name is Violet. I'm 10 years old, and I'm going to read a poem called Boating. We were in the art museum, and this painting was called Boating, and it's part of William A. Clark's art collection. And it's a really dark and neutral painting, but there's one really bright color, and it's a boy sitting in a boat with a really bright red cap.
Okay.
So here's my poem. The tree's spindly branches call out to me, saying, "We are the wise ones. Respect us and listen." Little Red Cap sits in the boat, listening. He chants without listening. Then dawn is heard, moon is gone, and Little Red Cap understands.
Cheryl, what do you think? It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I had Violet in fourth grade last year, and so I already knew how remarkable she is. But she continues to outshine my aspirations.
All right.
Thank you.
Zach is next.
My name is Zach. I am 10 years old, and the name of my poem is Qualities. There are silent things, the clouds as they float slowly across the sky, sometimes dropping cool drops of water to the ground, the rocks as they sit and last for hundreds of years, the silent owl as he drifts across the sky, not a sound to be heard as he is like a part of the sky at night. There are things that are loud. The train as it pulls away from the station and speeds up, faster and faster and faster. The erupting volcano as it blasts rock and lava up into the sky in a cloud of ash. The sound of a pencil scratching marks on a piece of paper in a silent room. It hits and marks the paper with words and pictures. There are things that are bright. The sun shines and hits our world with a brilliant light. The colors of a painting with greens and reds and blues. These vibrant colors seem to pop off of the page as you look at them. There are things that change. Your opinion might change on something when someone persuades you to. The weather is sunny, and then there is a flash. The rain falls down. It shows there can be sudden changes in the world.
Was there a prompt for that poem?
Yeah, we were listing things that we're in a certain category, like silent things and loud things.
Yeah, he's a really great poet.
Do you ever write at home without a prompt?
Yes.
Do you have a collection of poems?
I more write stories and books at home.
An experienced writer.
Uh-huh. Okay, so who's next? Is it Zane?
Hi, I'm Zane. I am 9, and my poem is called Sounds of the Night. When I go to bed, I love the sound of rain hitting my house. I love the sound of inside the attic when there lies a mouse. I love the sound of the trees swaying in the wind. I love the sound of the crack in my jaw when I start to grin. I love the sound of the night.
Did I detect a rhyme there?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Was that part of an assignment, or do you like to rhyme?
No, I just like to rhyme in general.
Mm-hmm. That's a really, really clever poem. Thanks. Rhyming can be fun.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Zori.
My name is Zori, and I'm 9 years old, and I'm going to read a poem named Silence.
Silence. The moonlight's so silent, but so sad, like it's calling to a long-lost friend. My dog howling at the stars, the breeze blowing outside the window. The coyotes laughing at the baby fawns. My mom and dad watching TV in their room. The creek singing an endless song. The mellowing chirp of a chickadee. The great horned owl in its tree house, wailing at its eggs. My heart beats faster and faster as I keep listening to all these sounds. And suddenly, it all stops. It's like the whole world is focused on me. Silence.
Let me just ask you, when you were writing that poem, did you first make a list of all the sounds? I mean, the sounds are so specific. It's just a really wonderful...
Well, I didn't really make a list because when I'm in my bed at night, I always listen to all the sounds because I live next to a creek and there's coyotes and fawns and stuff like that. I just name the things that I really listen to.
You're a very observant person.
And also the way she says the coyotes are laughing at the baby fawns. So smart.
Yeah.
I think this is year 11 of our camp. And very slowly we get larger and more streamlined. In the afternoon, these kids go to Dolce and make pasta at Cafe Dolce. They go all over. Where is it you went yesterday? Fort Missoula. Yeah, they went to Fort Missoula. So they're very busy in the afternoons with activities, but then they spend 3 solid hours in the morning with me writing.
Wow.
And they're so smart and they're so good.
That's something that you really love about teaching, isn't it?
Yeah. Their minds are so brilliant and amazing. I never imagine what's going to come from them. And it's always so remarkable.
They are. Well, thank you. Thanks, Cheryl, for doing this, Annie, for all these years. I noticed that while the people are getting ready to read, some of their classmates are telling the former reader what a good job she did. It's so nice to have that kind of support.
Well, we think it's really important in the Poetry Nation to support each other, to be a community, to encourage each other.
You can hear out there the other children who are waiting to read their poems.
Hi, my name is Asher, and I am 8. And I'm going to read a poem called Freezer. Real name, Freezer. Abilities, freezing people and scaring people. Allies, oven and toaster. Enemies, knives, spoons, forks. Hair, none. Eyes, white. First appearance, freezer. Base, magic kitchen.
What's the magic kitchen?
It's a magic kitchen.
Did you invent it?
Yeah.
Was there a prompt for that?
What?
Was there a prompt for that poem from your teacher? Did she say, write a poem about a freezer?
No.
You just felt like writing a poem about a freezer?
Well, she said anything about, like, a kitchen object.
Oh, okay. Okay, Bia.
My name is Bia. I'm 8, and I'm going to read Home. As she stares at the city of New York, thinking of her home back in Montana, the sky is as blue as Flathead Lake, yellow, black, brown, orange. It's rush hour in New York. It is about time for her to leave back to Montana.
Thank you. All right, and here comes Betty.
Hi, my name is Betty. I'm 8 years old, and I wrote this poem because I've always wanted to go to London, and I really wanted to do a poem about something in London. And it's called Inside. Big Ben is working around the clock, 12 till 12. It never stops. It don't tire me. I work tirelessly.
Thank you. Very good. As always, these are great poems. Charlie, you're next.
Hi, I'm Charlie. 8 years old, and what else do I say? And the title of the poem is The Purple Bug. So much depends upon a purple bug glazed with smelly socks beside the Bigfoot.
Perfect. Thank you. Okay, now Elena.
Hi, I'm Elena. I'm 9 years old. My poem is called Season Haikus.
Winter is always the season of white snowflakes and long, cold, dark nights. Springtime is always the season of green and rain and beauty and life. Summer is always the season of sun and fun and cold popsicles. Autumn is always the season of bright colors and Halloween treats.
Okay, can you explain what a haiku is?
Haiku is a poem that has 5 syllables and then 7 syllables and then 5 syllables again, and it's mostly about nature.
Emma, she's ready to roll.
Hi, I am Emma, and I'm 9 years old, and the title of my poem is What I Am. I am a girl. I have a wonderful life. My beauty lies in my heart. I am devoted to my community. Summer is one of the best seasons around.
I agree. And you know what? Not only are you beautiful in your heart, you're beautiful all over. So that's a really nice poem. Thank you. Now, is it Emmy?
Hi, my name is Emmy. I'm 10 years old, and the title of my poem is Peaceful Cottage. A cottage on the hillside, peaceful and quiet. Cows moo and pigs oink. Farmers work and children play. The sky is gray, but rain does not threaten. A bit down the hill, a broken fence lies, but a farmer is coming to fix it. Horses graze just out of view. This cottage is peaceful and quiet.
Is that from a painting you saw or a place that you've been?
It's from a painting I saw in the university art gallery.
Very nice. Very clear images.
Hi, my name is June. I am 9 years old, and the title of my poem is Ode to Water. The cold, fresh water touching my lips with crunchy ice to keep it fresh. It pours out of the jug into my cup like Niagara Falls flowing into the water below. The moral is never be ungrateful for water. It keeps you alive.
Pretty perfect. Next after June is Lucia.
My name is Lucia. I'm 9, and I'm reading a story that I wrote in poetry. It's called The Best Night for Peach. That night, Candace, the famous pastry chef, turned off the light and left the room. The peach named Peach, who lived in the kitchen, said, "This is going to be the best night ever." So he went to get his friend the watermelon. So he got watermelon and said, "Let's say our biggest wishes." They did. "Mine is to have wings," said Peach. "Mine is to have legs." "Dumb legs, legs, legs," said the watermelon. Later that night, watermelon had legs and Peach had wings. And they became friends with their greatest enemies, chili pepper and broccoli. Because broccoli was smelly, gross, and mean. Chili pepper was hot. Not that kind of hot, the other hot. And he was also mean. That was when they were mean. But now they are nice. "This is the best night ever," said Peach. The end.
Maddie's ready to roll.
Hi, I'm Maddie, and I'm 8 years old, and I'm going to read a poem to you that is called In Old Times. I remember my uncle holding me as a baby. I remember my old dog and cat. I remember going to Disney World and Disneyland. I remember meeting all of you on Monday morning. I remember what I had for breakfast this morning. I remember my family members. I remember all of my aunts and uncles and cousins. I remember the funnest of times. I remember school. I remember all of your names. I remember to do things I haven't done yet. I remember the beginning of this poem. I remember trips from faraway places. I remember what I just wrote. And I know all the good times that I will have with all of you.
Got a good memory. That was Maddie Monroe is next.
My name is Monroe, and I am 9 years old. My teacher showed us a picture that we were supposed to write about, and I am going to be reading a poem that is called Up. There's a woman looking out the window, up at the sky. She doesn't notice all the people passing by. She's holding a big suitcase right near empty seats, like she's in the airport looking in a rush. But to make her calm, she says to herself, "Hush." Within her suitcase, things and things, she goes to the bookshop and gets a book called Unicorn's Wings. Then she goes on the plane.
Was that like one picture or several?
One.
Rasa, here we go.
I'm Rasa. I'm 8 years old, and I'm going to read you a poem that's one word per line and one syllable. It's called Bob. The drop on the grass looks like a tear from the sky's pet fish, Bob.
Explain that poem again. How is it written?
It's one word for each line and one syllable.
Thank you. Okay, so Rasa, now Shay.
My name is Shay, and I'm 8 years old. The title of my poem is called Colors. Red, green, yellow, blue, let your colors shine through, and it can always be a part of you. So when colors shine, just be your own you.
Shay, and now Sylvie.
My name is Sylvie. I am 9 years old, and today I'm going to read you a poem that doesn't have a name. I remember our family reunion. I remember the way we bumped along the road to camp. I remember the campfire as we sat around and told ghost stories. I remember my cousins and the games we played together. I remember jumping off a rock into the lake. I remember plunging into the water and opening my eyes and seeing the green and blue water. It was truly beautiful. I remember my first day of first grade, and I was new to the school. I remember how my teacher said, I am new to the school too, and we will explore it together. I remember how I thought I felt the warmth radiating off her. I remember.
What a sweet poem. So nice. I love that you put, I remember.
Thank you.
Twice.
My name is Anna. I've been teaching the rising third and fourth graders this week. We've talked about similes, metaphors, giving good detail, especially sensory detail. We have also done a number of prompts that are based on specific poems. Pablo Neruda's Ode to My Socks is a big one. William Carlos Williams' The Red Wheelbarrow. We also read Heather Cahoon's On Going Home. She's a local Missoula poet. We have also written a great deal of ekphrastic poems this week, some poems based on paintings I brought to class. And we also took a trip to the art museum. Tomorrow, we're going to write superhero poems and metaphor poems.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.